Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we dig into the thickest source material to pull out the stuff you really need to know.
Today we're tackling something that sounds, well, a little dry on the surface, but it's absolutely critical.
It really is. We're talking about legal compliance, accountability, and how, you know, the small details and the fine print can make or break a business.
Yep.
Our mission today is a deep dive into the world of the registered agent and this thing called service of process. We're focusing on how it all works in Louisiana.
And this isn't just bureaucratic paperwork.
No, not at all. This is basically business insurance against a huge non-market risk.
Okay, so before we jump in, you wanted to set the stage. There's a big disclaimer here, right?
A huge one, and we have to say it right up front. What we're talking about today is for general knowledge. It is not, and I repeat, not legal advice. If you, the listener, get served with a summons or a subpoena, the clock starts ticking immediately.
Immediately.
You have to call a qualified attorney right away. That sense of urgency is, well, it's the whole point of this discussion. That urgency is definitely the key theme. Okay, let's get into it. The sources are really clear on this. If you form an LLC or a corporation in Louisiana, you have to name a registered agent. The Secretary of State requires it.
Mm-hmm.
So what? What exactly is this role? Why does the state care so much?
The state cares for one main reason, accountability. The registered agent, or RA, is the one single official point of contact for your business when it comes to the law.
So like legal mail.
High stakes legal mail. Think lawsuits, summons, subpoenas. If someone needs to see your company, they don't hunt down the CEO. They don't have to. They just serve the registered agent.
Ah, so it's a legal necessity.
Yeah.
It establishes exactly where and how your business can be, you know, brought into court.
Exactly. And there are some really strict non-negotiable requirements for who or what this agent can be.
Okay, let's break those down. What are they?
There are three. And businesses trying to cut corners often mess these up. First, it's got to be a person who lives in Louisiana or a company that's authorized to do business there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Second, and this is a big one, they must have a physical street address in Louisiana. No P.O. boxes.
No virtual mailboxes either, I'm guessing.
None of that. It has to be a real physical place. And third, and this is the one that trips everyone up, they have to be physically there at that address during normal business hours.
9 to 5 every day.
9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Wow. That seems almost impossible for how a lot of small businesses run today. I mean, founders are working from home on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't I just name myself as the RA? I mean, it seems way cheaper.
You absolutely can. A lot of people do. But you're opening your business up to some pretty extreme risks. You have to be there all day, every day.
And if you're not, if you're at lunch or on vacation.
If a process server shows up and you're not there, they can't serve you. That's an unsuccessful attempt. And after a few of those, a court might say, okay, we tried, and allow a different kind of service. If you miss that, you just lost the lawsuit.
By default.
By default. It's the most terrifying outcome, and it's what this whole system is designed to prevent.
And, okay, besides the risk of just not being there, what about privacy if I use my own name and address?
Your home address becomes public record, period.
Public how?
When you file with the Secretary of State, that registered agent address is published in a public database. Anyone can look it up. Marketers, angry customers, process servers.
And they'll show up at your house?
They'll show up at your house. A professional RA gives you their address. A secure professional business address that keeps your home life completely separate.
That's a huge trade-off. Saving what, a couple $100 a year for the privacy of your home and the risk of losing everything by default.
Precisely. And that brings us right to the next point in the sources about avoiding those faceless national services.
Right. I wanted to ask about that. If a big national company can promise someone will be in an office from 9 to 5, isn't that good enough?
Yeah.
Why does local Louisiana expertise matter so much?
It comes down to context, local context. The sources bring up one place over and over, the 19th Judicial District Court.
The 19th JDC, that's in Baton Rouge.
Oh. Right. And Baton Rouge is the state capital. So the 19th JDC handles cases that involve state agencies, the governor's office, the Department of Revenue, if your business has an issue with the state.
Ah, I see. So if you have any kind of dispute with a state agency, your case is probably going to land in the 19th JDC.
Exactly. A local RA in Baton Rouge, someone who is in and out of that courthouse every day, they know the clerks, they know the local filing rules, the little nuances.
And the National Service.
The National Service is probably just a mail forwarding office in Delaware or Nevada. They have zero specific knowledge of that court. They're just a mailbox.
So let's say a document gets served, but it gets, I don't know, lost in that national company's forwarding system for a week. What's the real financial damage?
It's massive. You miss your deadline to respond. The court enters a default judgment against your business.
Okay.
Now, to fix it, your lawyer has to file something called a motion to vacate default judgment. It's expensive, it takes time, and there is absolutely no guarantee the judge will say yes.
And the cost of just that one motion?
It will be thousands of dollars. It will dwarf the annual fee for a professional RA. It's not even close.
So the fee for a good local RA isn't a cost. It's an insurance premium.
That is the perfect way to look at it. You're insuring against a catastrophic failure of notice. And the local certified providers, they're certified by the Louisiana Secretary of State for this exact reason. Their reputation is built on making sure that failure never happens.
Okay, so let's get into the mechanics. What is this gold standard process? A summons arrives at the certified agent's office. What happens next?
This is where you see the difference between a real service and just a mail drop. The agent accepts the papers, and right away they create a record. Time, date, who it was from.
Okay.
Then immediately, and I mean immediately, they scan the entire document, the summons, the complaint, everything.
And they just email it.
They email the digital copy, usually with a read receipt request. But they don't stop there. This is the crucial part.
What's that?
They pick up the phone. They call the client or the client's lawyer to make sure a human being acknowledges that an urgent legal deadline has just started.
A call and an email. That's the redundancy you need.
It is. It's accountability. They also generate an affidavit of service, which is the legal proof that service happened and when it happened. That's what you use to calculate your response time.
And if someone listening right now realizes, uh-oh, my agent is just my cousin who's never home, how hard is it to switch?
It's designed to be super easy. The professional agent you're switching to does all the heavy lifting. They give you the change of registered agent form, help you fill it out, and even help you file it with the Secretary of State.
So it's a quick fix.
A very quick and necessary fix.
Okay, so that covers the receiving end, the RA function. But the sources also talk about the other side of the coin. Service of process. The act of actually sending the documents to start a lawsuit.
Right. And many of these professional RAs are also professional process servers. Their expertise in receiving is based on their expertise in delivering.
So let's walk through that. I'm an attorney, and I need to get a summons served. What's the workflow?
It almost always starts with a secure online portal. You, the sender, go to their website. You upload all the documents, the summons, the petition, any exhibits.
And you can add special instructions.
Absolutely. You enter the full name of who you're serving, the exact physical address for service, and any special notes like, only serve this person between 1 and 3 p.m., or this requires personal service on an officer.
Okay. Makes sense. Now, the sources mentioned you have to prepay. Why is that so important?
Because serving papers is a time-sensitive, legally complex job. Prepaying means the process server can immediately assign staff, plan a route, and start their due diligence without any delay.
So it guarantees they act right away.
It guarantees they act right away with professionalism and that they follow all the legal rules. Their confirmation email usually has a 247 number because you never know when you'll need to communicate.
What's the real difference between using a pro and, say, just sending it via certified mail? I hear some people try that.
The difference is legal certainty. Certified mail might prove someone at an address signed for an envelope.
But not what was in it or who signed.
Exactly. A professional process server proves who was served, where they were served, and when they were served. They're trained to handle situations where someone might try to avoid being served. They know the rules for things like domiciliary service, which is leaving it with a competent person at the home.
And once it's done, they create that same legal document we talked about before, but from the other side, right?
Exact same. They file a sworn return of service with the court. That document is your proof. Without that proof, your lawsuit can't move forward, even if the other person got the papers. The professional server guarantees you have the proof the court requires.
That legal verifiability is everything. Wow. We've covered a lot of technical ground here, from the RA requirements to the nitty-gritty of serving papers.
We have. I think we've learned that a registered agent isn't just a name in a box on a form. It's a a strategic first line of defense. It requires physical presence and real local expertise, especially with courts like the 19th JDC.
Yeah, the big takeaway for me, for the listener, seems to be about how you think about the cost. Skimping on your RA to save a little money it's a massive gamble.
It's a self-inflicted wound waiting to happen. Missing one deadline can cost you your entire business.
And the cost of a good local expert is really just an investment in stability.
It's an insurance policy. You're building your company on a solid legal foundation from day one, not on, you know, sand.
It's just incredible to me how much of this still comes down to a human being physically present during working hours.
It is pretty remarkable, isn't it, in our completely digitized world?
And that actually leads us to our final thought for you, the listener. The sources keep hammering this point.
Mm-hmm.
The legal requirement for a physical street address and someone being there from 9 to 5. Think about it. We do business globally. We sign contracts with a click. Money moves in an instant, virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this foundational legal concept, service of process, still depends on the physical reality of a person standing at a specific address, ready to accept a piece of paper.
It really is tethered to the physical world.
So what is that persistence, that insistence on physical human presence, tell you about the fundamental nature of law and due process in an age of global virtual business?
It suggests that while business moves at the speed of light, the law demands certainty. Something to think about the next time you're reviewing your corporate filings.
And with that, we will wrap up this deep dive. Thank you for joining us.